All next week on this program, we're going to talk about drinking water, who gets it, who doesn't, and the forces that separate the haves from the have-nots. We'll meet people around the world and here in the U.S. who are struggling, whether it's from drought or crumbling infrastructure or corruption. And today, we have a quick preview.
And this preview is literally quick. I went to South Africa to learn how Cape Town avoided becoming the first major city in the modern era to run out of water. And as I was reporting that piece, which we'll hear next week, I stumbled upon this, a two-minute story about two-minute songs. When Cape Town's drought was at its worst, an insurance firm decided to help get the word out that people needed to save water. The company hired a communications firm called King James.
I'm Suzanne van Rooyen, 30 years old, and I'm a copywriter.
And my name is Mo Kakana, 28 years old, and art director.
The pitch was make a billboard telling people to save water, which seemed kind of boring.
But then we kind of got brainstorming, and we came up with this two-minute shower songs campaign.
Wake up, Nana.
Two-minute shower songs.
Take a shower, Nana. Na 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 na.
Cape Town's government was asking people to take showers that lasted 2 minutes or less to save water.
What do people do in the shower? You know, they sing.
So the team asked South Africa's biggest pop stars to record new versions of their most famous songs. Versions just 2 minutes long.
I remember sending an email where somebody said, how many do you want? I was like, well, I could live with 4 or 5, but 10 would be the dream. And we got 10.
So we went into studio, we recorded with 10 artists in 2 weeks, and we basically created an album in under a month.
The idea is you hit play as you jump in the shower, sing along, and finish by the time the song ends.
And some of them even changed their genre.
We're taking it easy.
For instance, there's a Good Luck. They kind of went from a chilled, like, house track to a drum and bass.
We're taking it easy. We're taking it easy.
So it was a challenge for them, and what was so nice is translating the sense of urgency of the drought into the song.
My favorite is definitely Desmond and the Tutus. That was also a major shift in how they did it. And this was all done in 3 days, from notice to recording.
I need your face, where my face is, you know the place.
Pop stars are not exactly superheroes, but in this crisis, everyone had a role to play.
One of the lines we used was the album that got people singing to save a city.
Sometimes you don't know what you can do to help within a crisis, and they were doing what they do best.
That's Suzanne van Rooyen and Mo Kakana, creators of the 2 Minute Shower Songs campaign that helped Cape Town get through the worst drought in the city's history. All next week, we'll have more stories from the waterfront.